Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. As the problem of dementia grows, so does the need to diagnose it early. Cochrane reviews have examined various tests for doing so, and a new Cochrane review in November 2016 looks at one test called IQ Code. We asked lead author Terry Quinn from the University of Glasgow in the UK to tell us more.
Dementia is one of the major challenges facing contemporary global healthcare. An important first step in its management is making an early and accurate diagnosis. And many assessment tools are available to help clinicians screen for dementia. Often these involve using pencil and paper or memory tests with the patient, but we were interested in an assessment that takes a different approach. The Informant Questionnaire on Cognitive Decline in the Elderly, often abbreviated to IQ Code, focuses on someone that knows the patient, such as a family member or friend, and asks them standard questions to assess for change in memory over time. In our other Cochrane reviews, we've shown that IQ Code performs reasonably well as a dementia screening tool, and we've now assessed whether the IQ Code could predict future cognitive decline and people who did not have frank dementia at the time of testing. At first, this may seem a counterintuitive question, but our hypothesis was that a low score on the IQ code could signify the early stages of an underlying neurodegenerative condition that did not yet fulfil the formal diagnostic criteria for dementia. We found three relevant studies representing 626 patients. However, the people in these studies, the settings, and the way the IQ code was used were so diverse that we could not pull the data in a meta-analysis. All studies performed IQ code at the point of a major physiological insult that could have a deleterious effect on cognition. Two concerned acute stroke, and the other hip fracture. So although all three studies were relevant to our study question, they did not tell us about the accuracy of IQ code for the natural history of dementia that is not complicated by another illness. Our findings need to be interpreted with caution, because the included studies all had potential for bias, particularly around loss to follow-up and baseline assessment for dementia. But in general, we found that IQ code was a sensitive predictive tool, but lacked specificity. This means a positive IQ code picked up most patients who had gone to develop dementia, but mislabeled some who did not develop dementia, which might make it unsuitable for use on its own. In summary, we found limited published evidence on the accuracy of IQ code for predicting future dementia. Where data were available, IQ code lacked specificity and may label a number of people as being at risk of dementia when they are not. Because of this, we feel that IQ code might not be a suitable predictive tool for dementia when used alone.
If you would like to find out more about the review's findings and the conclusions of the authors, or to read the other reviews of IQ Code that Terry mentioned, just go online to cochranelibrary.com and search IQ Code.